जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा ना कृष्णा हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद नितले विष्णु सुपाद परमहंस सुब्रह्मण्य चित्तराज अस्तु तरसतो श्री श्रीमद् शिलाभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय नितले विष्णु सुपाद शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय नितल शिल श्रीचंद भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर महाराज की जय अनंत गरी वैष्णविंद की जय नमाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्तविंद की जय श्री श्री गौरनिताय राधा श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम जीव की जय, समवेत वैष्णविंद की जय, आलाचुआ रामन रीति धाम की जय, चैतन्य चरितामृत की जय, रामानंद संवाद की जय, सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य की जय, निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद, जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद, जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद, जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद, जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद, जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद, सो वी आर सर्विंग अंडर श्रील प्रभुपाद गाइडेंस श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मद्दलीला चैप्टर 7 द लॉर्ड्स टूर ऑफ साउथ इंडिया and 64 to 66. Okay. Tumar sangera jagat teh ek jan, prithivite rasika bhakta nahi tar samam, sarva bhattacharya continued, Ramananda Roy is a fit person to associate with you. No other devotee can compare with him in knowledge of the transcendental mellows. Panditto ar bhakti rasa duhe tiho simam, sambhasile janibe tumi tahar mohimam, he is the most learned scholar as well as an expert in devotional mellow. Actually, he is the most exalted. And if you talk with him, you will see how glorious he is. Alaukika bakya chesta tara na bujiya, পরিহাস করিয়াছি তারে বৈষ্ণব বলিয়া, ইউ ক্যান রিপিট ইফ ইউ উড লাইক, এনিবডি উড লাইক, অলৌকিক বাক্য চেষ্টা তারে না বুঝিয়া, পরিহাস করিয়াছি তারে বৈষ্ণব বলিয়া, অলৌকিক বাক্য চেষ্টা তারে না বুঝিয়া, পরিহাস করিয়াছি তারে বৈষ্ণব বলিয়া, বৈষ্ণবী অলৌকিক বাক্য চেষ্টা তারে না বুঝিয়া, পরিহাস করিয়াছি তারে বৈষ্ণব বলিয়া। শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ ট্রান্সলেশন এন্ড পারপোর্ট। আই কুড নট রিয়েলাইজ ওয়েন আই ফার্স্ট স্পোক উইথ রামানন্দ রায় দ্যাট হিজ টপিক্স এন্ড এন্ডেভার ওয়ার অল ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টালি আনকমন। I made fun of him simply because he was a Vaishnava. In America, we say it takes one to know one. So Sarvam Bhattacharya did not know Ramananda Rai. Now he knows him as a Vaishnava because he became Vaishnava by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Very sweet. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Anyone who is not a Vaishnava or unalloyed devotee of the Supreme Lord must be materialist. A Vaishnava living according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's injunctions is certainly not on the materialistic platform. Chaitanya means spiritual force. All of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities were carried out on the platform of spiritual understanding. Therefore, only those who are on the spiritual platform are able to understand the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Materialistic persons who cannot are generally known as karmis or jnanis. The jnanis are mental speculators who simply try to understand what is spirit and what is soul. Their process is neti neti. This is not spirit, this is not Brahman. The jnanis are a little more advanced than the dull-headed karmis who are simply interested in sense gratification. Before becoming a Vaishnava, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a mental speculator jnani, and being such, he always cut jokes with Vaishnavas. A Vaishnava never agrees with the speculative system of the jnanis. Both the jnanis and karmis depend on direct sense perception for their imperfect knowledge. The karmis never agree to accept anything not directly perceived, and the jnanis put forth only hypotheses. However, the Vaishnavas, the unalloyed devotees of the Lord, do not follow the process of acquiring knowledge by direct sense perception or mental speculation. Because they are servant of the Supreme Lord, devotees receive knowledge directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He speaks in the Bhagavad Gita, or sometime as He imparts it from within as Chaita Guru, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Tesam satata juktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi jogam tam jenamam upajantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Bhagavad Gita 10:10. The Vedas are considered to have been spoken by the Supreme Lord. They were first realized by Brahma, who is the first created being within the universe. Tene Brahma Rida, He, Ja Adi Kavaye. Our process is to receive knowledge through the Parampara system, from Krishna to Brahma to Narada, Vyasa, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the six Goswamis. By disciplic succession, Lord Brahma was enlightened from within by the original person, Krishna. Our knowledge is fully perfect due to being handed from master to disciple. A Vaishnava is always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. As such, neither karmis nor jnanis can understand the activities of Vaishnavas. It is said, Vaishnavera kriya mudra vigyeha na bhujaya. Even the most learned man, depending on direct perception of knowledge, cannot understand the activities of Vaishnava. After being initiated into Vaishnavism by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhattacharya realized what a mistake he had made in trying to understand Ramananda Roy, who was very learned and whose endeavors were all directed to rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. श्री रूपम सागर जातम सहगना रघुनाथान्वितम तम सजीवम साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजन सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमाम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिनी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो 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 महावदानाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमो हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वृंदाये तुलसी देवाये प्रियाये केशवश्च कृष्ण भक्ति प्रदे देवी सत्वते नमो नमो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्रील प्रभुपाद वेरी नाइसली explain Sarvam Bhattacharya's transformation or reformation of his heart from kutarka. Kutarka means unnecessary, ugly argument to establish some conclusive scriptural decision or final conclusion. So he used to do that since long time, and last time we discussed that how Sarvam Bhattacharya became a very famous scholar, that he had such a sharp memory. Of course, we know that he was a Brihaspati. Directly, Mahaprabhu recognized that expansion of Brihaspati, that nobody in the whole universe could be. So is Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy was well known to Sarvam Bhattacharya. How and why? Ramananda Roy, he comes from a Brahmagiri near Alalnath temple, where Ramananda Roy, he raised very well by his four other brothers, Sudhanidhi, Kalanidhi, Baninath and Gopinath. Their last name is Pattanayak. Pattanayak, very common in Orissa till today. And one time he composed very sweet, very ontologically, very profound sounded with a melodious voice. Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar both had a very melodious voice that Mahaprabhu used to like. He composed a drama called Jagannath Ballava Natakam. Jagannath Ballava Natakam. And he trained those girls in old age, even till today some, I'm not sure so much about present days, but old age, whenever, like Jaydev Goswami's case, we can see that he married a Devdasi girl from Jagannath temple. Similarly, there are a lot of people who offer their daughter to Jagannath, and Jagannath would keep them in the temple atmosphere. Their name as Devadasi. Devdasi or Devadasi. Ramananda Roy trained them to display and play this drama, Jagannath Ballava Natakam. when he displayed it, this is before, it was such a extraordinary that King Pratapudra noticed that every attendance in the audience shed tears and they were crying for Jagannath. Srila Prabhupada talks about it also in his household life. He wanted to act as a Advaita Acharya. And the whole idea was that if you make the audience cry for Lord, then your play of drama is real success. Otherwise, not enough. So Prabhupada did. Prabhupada expressed this in Mula Prakriti's Mata's book. Then also we find here that Ramananda Rai, King Pratapudra noticed this Ramananda Rai, Ramananda Pattanayak, his name was Ramananda Pattanayak, he was so genius. How could he make all this Urisha Basi or citizen of Urisha fall in love with Jagannath just by this play? And everybody started crying and saying, Chokhanayana Prabhu Daudarasana Agatiragati Tumi Dukhanasana Prabhu Patit Pavana. They still have that song in Jagannath Puri, very sweet song, that they pray to Jagannath, you are my only shelter, I have no other shelter, I eternally your servant, please accept my service, please engage. Very sweet. So when Ramananda Pattanayak made everybody come so close to the Lord, King Pratapudra could not hold. He went to the stage. As soon as the drama is over, he called Ramananda Pattanayak. He says, your new name is Ramananda Roy. Roy means one who guides others to come to God. So that since that, his name became Ramananda Roy. But that was not enough, that even he gave the name, his father's name changed from Pattanayak to Roy. That's why his name is Bhavananda Roy. It was very sweet, Ramananda Roy. So seeing this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he became very close to Ramananda Roy. At that time, he tried to come close to Ramananda Roy, but he could not come so close. Why? Because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has a preconception. When Prabhupada mentioned this Jnani Yogi, you will see these two words all over the purport, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam, any book, you will see Prabhupada is like very heavy. Sometimes he smash, sometimes he give them a little bit of a relief, but most of the time he smash really literary Mayavad conception. So this Karmi Jnani has a one common thing together, that they want to maintain their separate individual existence away from God. They will come to God. I'm coming to you because I cannot get $1 million. You can give it to me. So I give you $100 donation. Now I want $1 million because I just bought the lottery. Like this. So they come to God, but they want to maintain their separate existence. That's why bhakti, pure love, which is not covered by karma and jnana. So then why do we have to know about? Because Prabhupada quote this many times, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kovunai Saranadi Suddha Chitte Karaye Udai. Where did he get this? If the question comes, why Prabhupada is emphasizing, even other day I was listening one class, he's bringing this. So if somebody see the pure love is in the heart of some souls and he does not want to revive, then he's envious to them. He says, wow, he's really very contagious by Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's idea, because this is Mahaprabhu gave this. Before Mahaprabhu, nobody knew that we have pure love within our heart. They would not even discuss. They would talk about religiosity, religious dharma, but not talk about pure love in the heart. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this. How did he do it? There's a very famous verse in the first of next chapter, where it summarize, you can say, is Sancharjo Rama Abhidha Bhakta Mege Sabhakti Siddhanta Chayamritani. Gaurabdiyetir amuna vitarnas tadgetta ratnam alayatam prajati. Very sweet. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami writes, who is Ramananda Rai and who is Lord Chaitanya and what Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is seeing it. This is the first sloka of that chapter. In few months or year will come. Because it's only once a week, Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's not enough. So it says that Sri Krishna Chandra Bhagavan is like an ocean of nectar. He is an ocean, he's compared to ocean. Ramananda Rai is a cloud. Can you imagine that? There's ocean, that's Krishna, and cloud is Ramananda Rai. So how this cloud comes? Oh, because sun evaporates the ocean and created a cloud. But that cloud, it touched by the moon, Krishna's sweetness, Krishna's Lila Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Benu Madhuri, these four Madhuris, so it became sweet water. Just like a regular cloud gets the moon reflected, and then the ocean sun, salty water become now sweet. So this is example given. And then this Ramananda cloud, he's going to put shower back to the ocean. When? A particular time. When? Mahaprabhu, he had so many teacher, guru in his life. First guru was Vishnu, then Sudarshan, then he went to Gangadhar. Gangadas Tol means school. And then he met Ishwar Puri in Gaya. He got initiated. Then he took sannyas from Keshava Bharati. He's meeting different progression in life. But still, he was not complete until he found a guru who can teach him in Raganuga Bhakti, how to meditate, enter into Brajadham, and get that love of God at what he came for, but in a systematic way. And that guru was Ramananda Rai. It's very exceptional. But so now he's giving. So it says by very elaborately in Brihad Bhagavatam Mita also, that when Sati constellation, I don't know the English of Sati constellation. Sati is, there are many constellations, 27. Anyway, one constellation name is Sati. When the rain drops from at that time to the ocean, it agitates the oyster in the ocean. And that time a grain goes there. And then oyster, secret oyster. Why? They think it's enemy came, so it's put layer after layer after layer. And that's how the pearl is born. Everybody knows that, right? How pearl grows? That's how pearl grows. I studied about it. And Ramananda Rai is that cloud who is going to shower to that ocean and create all these unlimited jewels. What is Santarasa? What is Dasyarasa? What is Shaikharasa? What is Madhurjarasa? What is Batsularasa? What is Madhurjarasa? And the last limit of Srimati Radhika's love, devotion to Krishna, never explained before. This is the jewels that Ramananda Rai, as a cloud, creating in the ocean, and that ocean, Krishna became Lord Chaitanya. When? After he got the jewels. So how important is Ramananda Rai? Everything. Mahaprabhu even says, Tumi chakaite kari eko bindu, bhakti raso pranto sindhu. This nectar, jewels, ocean has no depth. Nobody can measure the depth. Nobody can measure the bank. But because you are asking to Rupa Goswami Pad, he says, I will give you. Chakait eko bindu means one drop I will give you. One drop. So then question come, where did you get this drop coming from? He said, I got it from Ramananda Rai. He got it from Ramananda Rai. Then question comes, why Ramananda Rai? Here, very interestingly, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya giving this analogy.
When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was impersonalist, impersonalist means, can I request everyone please repeat after me? There is the three things. The impersonalist do not accept. Call eternity of Bhagavan. Means he has a form, he has a personality, he has a character, he has a loveliness, his beauty. Those they do not accept. This is one. Number two, there is an eternal relationship between the soul and the Bhagavan. They don't accept. And number three is that the soul are eternally, individually, as a loyal servant of Bhagavan. These three things, impersonalist means, you always think that these three things they never accept. Srila Prabhupada says this in 5th chapter, Adi Lila. I believe 30 or 36 verse, you can look at it, it's a very big chapter. One sloka has a 17 pages per book. It's a very fascinating chapter, 17 pages or purport Prabhupada gives. But anyway, so this he comes from that. So few times occasionally they had a discussion. One time Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, in spiritual progress, what is the highest? Give an example, like Sukhdev Goswami, like four Kumaras. See how they never become, you know, four Kumaras, they never grow up. Because they came on their own conclusion, if they grow up more than 5 years, maybe the hormone will grow and then they will feel agitated. So they want to remain as a little naked boy, that they will never be disturbed. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, this is perfection of life. That you never, in order to not get affected by the material modes of Rajagun, what causes senses disturbed, better you see the example of four Kumaras. Ramananda Rai hears it. And you can see Prabhupada is just like Ramananda Rai. With the priest, Prabhupada, the priest was saying to Prabhupada that, well, ultimate goal is to be peaceful. Prabhupada said, no, peaceful is only beginning. The serving, you will be very eager to serve. That's after peaceful. What Prabhupada was talking is exactly the same thing, Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. The Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he says, the highest form is just become peaceful, out of this world, peaceful, like four Kumaras, good example. Ramananda says, no. Highest form of bliss is the agitation in the heart of those gopis who are always anxious, how to please him at everywhere, every way, 24 hours a day. So it's a perfect, appropriate sloka, Prabhupada put it in the purport. I was like thinking, wow, this is like unbelievable. What Prabhupada was thinking, I don't know. I wish I would know. Because this is very sweet. Tesam satacha juktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi jogam tam jeno mam upajantite. If you ask this question, this sloka has a little trickery way of looking at it. When Shankaracharya saw it, I remember a long time back I read, when Shankaracharya saw it, he said, this is it. This is what I can smash the Vaishnavism. If you look at it, the verse, it says, Tesham Satata Juktanam. To them who are engaged, what? Juktanam, they are engaged in devotional service. What is the goal of life? To engage in devotional service, right? So they are already engaged in devotional service. Who? Bhajatam. They have an inclination to serve. So they already revived their dormant love, you can say. Priti. And they have a love. Then the third line says, Dadami, I give Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga in 2nd chapter, 39 verse. If you know Bhagavad Gita in your forehead. The 2nd chapter where Buddhi Yoga end part, very sweetly is explained, is a Nishkam Karma Yoga. Even Prabhupada put it in the purport. Means when you are doing everything you're doing in life, but you're not expecting the result of that action, then this is called Nishkam Karma Yoga. You are engaging your karma, but you don't have any desire, neither you want to enjoy. So Nishkam Karma Yoga. You think the who needs in Vrindavan this idea of Nishkam Karma Yoga? Prabhupada put that as a Buddhi Yoga. But no, here Prabhupada put a very appropriate, because Dadami Buddhi Yogam means the Buddhi Yoga to who? Who require Buddhi Yoga? Buddhi Yoga means you need a discrimination power, what is matter and spirit. And in the part what Prabhupada previously put, the Gyanis and mental speculator who simply try to understand what is spirit, what is soul. No, this is not that Buddhi Yoga. Prabhupada is smashing before that, now he is giving Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga means who serves Krishna 24 hours a day? Huh? Oh, very good. You all are advanced. Very nice. Thank you. Yes. In Vrindavan even, the coward boys, they have a love for Krishna. Raktaka Patraka. Prabhupada put those names. Raktaka Patraka. Few places. In Nectar of Instruction also he put Raktaka Patraka. They are the Raktaka Patraka, you know them. They carry the letter. Patraka means one who carries the letter. They think about it, then they faint. And then they wake up, oh, I'm late. Then they run. So they are the messenger. But they are in Daisharas. Even in Daisharas in Vrindavan, it's so sweet. They don't read the letter. This is Radharani's letter to Krishna, or Krishna's letter to Radharani, or vice versa. But they just think about it. They cry sometime. Or they see Krishna's beauty. They know. But they have a conception that Nanda Maharaj is the king. And he is a prince. Krishna is prince. So they embrace him. They sometime think, well, he's a prince. We have to bow down too. Not bow down like bow down, but I have to respect him. So some little bit of a respect is there. They cannot come too close. So they kind of carry like this. But when evening comes, they hear about Harikatha, then they go to sleep. The coward boys also, when they come back from the pasturing field, they also, with their mother, give them bath, and what they talk about, what Krishna did. And then Krishna topics, they're feeding. Did Krishna eat this? Oh, mommy, yeah, he ate this. He loved it so much, and she's getting all the information for cooking for tomorrow, and he's giving all the information how he enjoyed. It was very relishing. This is what their description every night. And then they fall asleep, both mother and then they go to sleep. Who stays awake? It is Krishna. It is Krishna who goes to sleep in the pretentious. Jiva Goswami writes in Gopal Champu that every day in Krishna's house, Nanda Maharaj's house, they have a courtyard and they discuss Nrisimhadev Leela. Bhagavatam, we should be attracted to Bhagavatam, because Bhagavatam also eternal. If you are not attracted to here, what are you going to do in the evening in Golok Vrindavan? You going to sleep? No. They also read Bhagavatam. They read Puranas. They talk about Bamandevs. They talk about Nrisimhadev. In Dwarka, they do little difference. Like Rantidev, Krishna, instead of watching a TV, he watches Rantidev play. Different pastimes from Bhagavatam. Everywhere Krishna planet is there. They always hear about Harikatha and play, drama. Then, when sometime if Krishna gives or hears that he has to go early, then he say, Mommy, I'm tired, I want to go to sleep. So he goes to sleep. Then he sneak through the window, nobody knows. Until next day morning, he's sleeping. But whole night he spent time with exchanging. This is called Dadami Buddhi Yogam. He gives intelligent. Intelligent means where, when, what time, what leela will take place. Just like this coward girl sometime comes, and Radhani has a special information, so she comes. Prasipad Radha Govinda Maharaj, when he was here 4 years, 5 years back, I remember that story, that then he was talking about sometime the gopi girl comes and tells Mother Yashoda, oh, I'm going to the Mathura and with all my friend, but can I have a darshan of your son? Then Mother Yashoda says, No, he's so tired. His eyes are still red. You look at Krishna's eye, you know, in third canto, 30 or 29, I'm not sure exactly. In the purple, Prabhupada writes, Krishna's eyes is reddish, pinkish, reddish. Why? Because it's expression of extreme mercy. And then Raghunath Das Goswami says, because he stays awake whole night. So he does not go to sleep, so his eyes is red. It's always red. But externally, when it manifests in this world, it is reddish, pinkish. That's how you see always Krishna's eye corner. And when it is extreme big mercy, it is a big circle of red. That's called Jagannath. He goes out in public and gives to everyone. Prabhupada is so merciful. He brought Jagannath all every cities. The merciful form of the Lord. So then this girl asks, then Mother Yashoda goes and says, no, he's very tired. He just fell asleep again. We cannot. So then she said, but I cannot go to Mathura unless I see, please. Then she said, I told you, you come later or come tomorrow. Why you are interested to see my son's face? What kind of question is this? She said, yesterday I came to see, I went to Mathura. Every day I sell the butter for a particular price, but yesterday I got double price. And I'm thinking, why I made double money? Because only reason I find I saw your son's face. I come home, my stripe of black and white cow gave another calf, baby. I got double profit. I want to get it again. Please, please. So then Mother Yashoda said, no, I don't want to disturb. You know, you come later. Go to Mathura later. All of a sudden, there is some noise from upstairs. Mommy, if somebody is helpful, you told me I should be, when I grow up, I should be always helping others. Why not I start now? If she wants to see my face and get double profit, you taught me I should be always helping. Mother Yashoda was like a shock. Well, Krishna is talking like this. So then, of course, she goes up. She sees. What she sees? She is telling him, tonight, this time, there. This time, there. This time, there. Now your mind will think, Krishna had a watch? Or how does it work? Yes, there is a watch. Not the watch made of America or India. The watch made of Jogomaya. A very trickery, a very nice episode, but not today. Someday we'll discuss how the watch clock works there. But here, this Dadami Buddhi Yoga means like this. That information, okay, today, this time, early, then, or late. So this is how Krishna guides them. During the day, they also meet them. Now, when we think of the Radha Krishna's meeting of, like, not like this mundane world of lust, we should be very careful. Otherwise, we'll not come to purify. Even though it says, Vikriditam Brajavadu Vidam Cha Vishnu Sadhaya Nitone Srinayat Atho Varna Yadda Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhamano Kama Rida Rogo Asho Panito Chirena Dhira. He said, you will become peaceful. The heart disease called lust will go away when you hear faithfully, attentively from a person who is eligible. Yes, that is true. Prabhupada also quote this verse many, many times. I hear Prabhupada also quote this verse. But also Prabhupada gave a little, when we follow the rules, regulation in our day-to-day life, then automatically the detachment will come. And from that detachment, more we chant and follow the rules, regulation, from the detachment, vairagya, jnana, the knowledge will appear. Not the knowledge Sarvama Bhattacharya had. Knowledge, what will happen? That what is the beauty of Krishna? How we are having an eternal relationship with Krishna? This is called Tam Padartha Gyan. And then you'll find that importance of pure Vaishnava, importance of Ramananda Rai, Sarvama Bhattacharya is talking. Because Ramananda Rai used to say, the position of gopis so high. Sarvama Bhattacharya would listen and say, can I ask you a question? Ramananda Rai say, yes. Why you are giving so much glory to a ladies when four kumaras are such a great example? So Ramananda Rai used to realize, okay, he doesn't understand what is gopis' love. Even Prabhupada, how many times in the lecture you hear? The highest performance of pure love is exhibited by gopis. Then he would quote, even yesterday I heard Prabhupada quote that verse. Aradya Bhagavana Brajesha Tanayata Dhamma Vrindavanam Brahma Kachi Dupasana Brajabadu Varugavi O Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatra Dharayana Paraha. This is the highest opinion, conclusive opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On what basis? If you think you live for love, ask yourself, do you live for love? You are always want happiness in your life, or you get up in the morning, I want a headache, I want a disease, I want to die, I want a car crash. Nobody does. Everybody plan for the happiness. So Prema Pumartha Mahan, if the goal of life is to live for love, then Bhagavatam is the only evidence, scriptures, which narrates two things. The position of Krishna as a supreme being. Vyasadev in the beginning, Suta Goswami pounded this. That what is the purpose of reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, serving and Srimad Bhagavatam? Jesham bhai sruyamanayam Krishna parama purushe. You want to serve Bhagavatam, you have to come to this conclusion. If you are not coming to this conclusion, then service to Bhagavatam is not done. Jesham bhai sruyamanayam, you hearing, what will happen? Krishna parama purushe, that he is the absolute truth. This absolute truth has a four manifestation. One manifestation is that he eternally, Prabhupada says, a teenager, Vaishya family in a village life. Krishna rajatoka khela sarvatama narolila narababhutahara sarup. Sarup means, Prabhupada writes, original form. Krishna's original form is that coward boy. That absolute truth is original form is that Bhagavan, that absolute truth, which has a flute on his hand playing. Three-banded form. Why three-banded form? Because he is maddened with love with Srimati Radhika. Can't stand straight. This is his, when somebody is so much drinking nectar, he doesn't know where he's going. He's going like this. Jagannath. That's how Jagannath moves. So Krishna is like this. But when it is little less, maybe he can stand, like Narayan. When less prem, less love within him, then he can stand, like Narayan. Krishna cannot stand straight because of this. He has a three-banded form. And those who are very much intimately connected, they are seeing always the lotus feet of the Lord. That lotus feet manifest impersonal absolute truth. Now, this is the fine point. This impersonal absolute truth or impersonal Brahman has a two manifestation. One is Sagun Brahma, one is Nirgun Brahma. Nirgun Brahma is impersonal aspect which is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is to contemplate as a goal of life. Anybody saw Nirgun Brahman? Nobody can see, only devotee. When? When you come to a point where your cessation, like Prabhupada says in the last stage of, I always laugh at it, just such a nice, kind teacher. One time he says, I was talking to Pushkar Bhu yesterday, or day before yesterday. Prabhupada says, so I don't feel hungry anymore, I don't feel thirsty, I don't feel sleepy, that means I'm liberated. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, that's the position of Nirgun Brahma, Brahma-Bhuta platform. But Prabhupada was making a little funny joke about it. He's not a liberated only, he's a highest form of devotion, devotee, higher than liberation. But it is interesting the way he explained, so we can understand. So this impersonal Brahman, they cannot. Why they cannot? That question should come. Why impersonalists cannot attain that impersonal Brahman? And how can they attain impersonal Brahman? Lord Krishna says, Klesha adhikatara stesham abhyakta asakta chetosam abhyakta hi gatir dukkha deham bodhi abhapati. this sloka in Bhagavad Gita 12:5, that he says, the problem is the soul has a senses. He has a spiritual senses. Or if he wants to enjoy the material sense enjoyment, then he takes the material senses, material body. But if you seized the spiritual senses and the material senses, what did you get? You got nothing, but you still have a spiritual senses. So what will happen? You will be disturbed. This is the root cause of disturbance, why they fall down. Srila Prabhupada says this. This is the root cause of why disturbance. Dham bodhir abhapati. And those people, when they join to Hare Krishna movement, it's difficult for them to meditate on the form of Krishna. Even though they will chant amongst us, they will be serious, very difficult. Klesha adhikatara. Beginning Krishna says, Klesha adhikatara tesham. Why? Abhyakta asakta chetasam. They are attached to this. God is everywhere. You notice if you look around, you know, this transformation of the body, these are called Sagun Brahma. So these two Brahma. But if you know, this body also will die. These trees, the body will die, the soul is there. But you cannot see the soul. So what you are coming to conclusion? If you separate this, spirit and matter, let's separate everything in Alachua. Let's separate. What you will come to conclusion? Consciousness. Consciousness. You'll think, okay, the spirit is consciousness, consciousness causing. The tree has a conscious being, how? Because tree has a birth, it grows, produce flower, fruits, then dwindle, die. 6 changes, so there must be conscious being soul. You think. So you go one by one by one by one, everywhere in Alachua, you separate. You come to this last point, okay, there is a matter and spirit, consciousness. But the biggest problem is not this. Biggest problem is that conscious, all-pervasive consciousness or conscious beings has a personality. Has a personality, has a character. This they cannot accept. They cannot cross this. This is the hardest part. Among the devotees, those who are has a little gyani touch, I'm going to repeat what Prabhupada says in my word, because I don't remember exact English, but I understood by his mercy. He said, in the morning you get up. The gyani bhakta, they suffer like this. Then they want enjoyment. Well, today is Ekadashi, they think, I'm so hungry. Now, I should punish my senses. So you withdraw your senses. Oh, there is a handsome man or there is a beautiful girl. No, punish. So during the day, Prabhupada says, they punish their senses. Then at night they go to sleep. Weird dream comes. They think, this is not good. I want to be Brahman. I want to be like out of this world. I want to go back home, back to Godhead. But they are not engaged in devotional service. They are not meditating on Krishna's lotus feet. They are not meditating on service to please Krishna. They are meditating to go spiritual world. So they are like kind of gyani, mixed bhakta. So they are like punishing at daytime. Nighttime they have nightmares. Sometimes no dream. It's like weird. They get up, they don't feel good. Again, they have to do austerity during the day, chant. So when they enjoy, then end of the life, because they did not develop attachment to sad, they also goes to a place where Gop Kumar also went there one time. So he explained this. It's kind of like a big ocean. Most of the devotee, you do surfing, no? You know surfing, how it is? I did not, but I saw that how they, and I spoke to some people. So you go up, and then go down, up, down, up, down. The Brahma Jyoti is like this. Brahma Jyoti is not like a stuck nothing. They have it like this. So once in a while, Gop Kumar would come up, and he would chant the Gopal Mantra. He said, this is weird. Then he goes down, he forgets. But what is the impersonalist case here? This is Gop Kumar case he is giving. Sanatan Goswami Pad writes over there. Siddha Loka has a 2 division. There is an upper, upstairs or downstairs. Not like a building, but that's how I have to explain. Upstairs and downstairs. Upstairs where it's called Kailas Dham. Kailas Dham, Lord Shiva reside there. This is Sarvam Bhattacharya's understanding of spiritual goal. And Lord Shiva recited there. Now, Srila Prabhupada, in 22nd chapter, Sanatana Shiksha, Prabhupada even condemned this Kailas Dham as a spiritual world. Not, I should not say condemn. He reject. He said, this is not spiritual world in the purport, he says, because there is no devotional service to the Lord. I said, wow, that's a far out explanation. You really love it. I said, wow, you bow down to Prabhupada again. Thank you. I never thought that. That means engaging in devotional service, which is our eternal nature. We have a love for Lord. Lord is eternal. I am eternal. Our relationship is eternal. If these three things is not focused, then this is not devotion. This is not devotional service. These three things has to be focused. Downstairs is that Brahma Jyoti, where all the demons get killed by Vishnu and merges there. When they merge there, what they enjoy versus what the Gyani merges, it's two different things, even though it's the same place. Why Gyanis are condemned so much by Prabhupada? Almost somebody says 30% of Prabhupada's lecture is like smashing those Mayavadis. 30% of Prabhupada's lecture, if you think like, wow, so this must be very important. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains that if you go to deep sleep, very, very deep sleep, we all have experienced this, no? Deep sleep. When you go to deep sleep, what experience you have? Anybody knows? No experience. You only recall, oh, I was sleeping 4 hours. What did you do? I don't know. So how do you know it's 4 hours? Because intelligence came back and then told you that you went to sleep at 2 o'clock, now it's 6 o'clock, something like this. So like this. Then you think, oh, 4 hours was a good sleep. How do you know it's a good sleep? You don't even remember what it was. But you are thinking you are this body. I'm thinking I'm this body. I feel good now, so it must be good sleep. But there is no record. So when Gyani merges, they literally, voluntarily, consciously, they pray like Sarvanga Rishi. He saw Lord Ram is walking to this forest. He immediately recognized, because he was in Brahmaputra platform. So he immediately bowed down. Prabhu, you have come. You are so merciful. Please help me. What do you want? I want to merge. He gave. Lord Chaitanya will not give. There is a difference. Like Prabhupada says, sometimes Prabhupada is very funny the way he explained. He said when Parashuram saw Lord Ram, he challenged him and fought. In the purport, Prabhupada says. But when he saw Krishna, he bowed down. So Prabhupada is giving why Krishna is superior. It's a very nice joking way. So like this, Lord Chaitanya gave liberation. But Lord Chaitanya will never give this kind of merging liberation. Rather, he rejected. Rather, he was angry. Like Ramdas Biswas, famous story. That when they even, not pressure, they requested, if they could give, they could get little blessing from Lord Chaitanya for this Ramdas Biswas. Mahaprabhu says, you want him to get blessing? You all can stay with him. I'm going away from you all. Then they took it serious. So they asked him, why you are crying for Lord Ram? Why you are all the time chanting? What is the purpose? So I want to merge. I want to destroy. Purushartha Sunyanam. Prabhupada quote that verse in 269, previous chapter. Purushartha Sunyanam. They see the beauty of the Lord and they want to destroy. They think that ultimate goal is to destroy my enjoyment spirit. Who is backing this? You may say Patanjali. Prabhupada did say Patanjali quoted this. But that's not what it means. Sanskrit has a different meaning. Means you don't want to enjoy separately from the Lord, but you want to engage in his service and enjoy. But they miss it. Some or other, they still do it. In every America yoga center, there's thousands of yoga center in America, and that's what they teach, unfortunately. So there, Mahaprabhu told them, and then they found out, everybody started telling him, oh, this is horrible. How did you come up with this conclusion? So they felt sorry, because Mahaprabhu never accepted this. Mahaprabhu never. He's most merciful. He is the most merciful. More than Lord Ram. Because Ram gave blessing to Sarvanga. Of course, Ram is also very merciful to Bhakti. Even those sannyasis, Sarvam Bhattacharya is explaining that he could not understand. He is now promoting Ramananda Rai's position and is telling Mahaprabhu, in this entire world, you will never find somebody's equal to Ramananda Rai. Now he is reflecting everything what Ramananda Rai used to say. That how merciful the Lord is. One time Lord Ram was walking through the forest after this Sarvangarishi coming to the forest, and he met this ashram of Matangirishi. Very famous story. In Ayodhya, they recite this. So there was a lot of sannyasis, you know, in that ashram. Many sannyasis. And they are always meditating. You know, this is the true fact. 50% or more of these Ram Bhakta are all Mayavadi impersonalists. I personally checked. I only heard it before. Then I was talking to Bhanu Maharaj. Oh yes, when you talk to them, their understanding of Ram is not Ram as a beloved. This is unfortunate. Because Mayavad, this material contamination is so much. Only Vaishnavas are some or other saved. And now Prabhupada Mercy is preaching going on in South India. Hopefully they will understand the personalism more. So when Lord Ram was going by, he discovered these two phenomena one time. There's hundreds of sannyasi. They are all trained by this Rishi, Matangi Rishi, very well. There was a lady who used to live in that village. Her husband died. She's very sad, depressed. She saw how wonderful life those sannyasi has. They peaceful, they do this. So she thought, I'm completely depressed. I don't want to kill myself. Maybe I should do something. So she saw they collect some wood for making fire jagna. So she thought, I can do something like this. So she went with this. When the Gurudev Tengirishi, he saw she is very serious. And she has one thing common, what? Distaste of this world. This is a very good qualification. Prabhupada says axiomatic fact. I love that word, axiomatic fact. When you have a distaste of this world, you will progress in spiritual path, Prabhupada says, very quick. And it's true. You try, it's true. So this lady come from that axiomatic fact. So now she is coming. So then Matangirishi called her, said, I want you to chant Ram's name. And I give you blessing. One day you will serve Lord Ram directly. When she heard that, her heart melted, soft. Then he gave initiation. So she is very loyal, very nice serving. This sannyasi got angry. Lady in the ashram, this is not good. We should kick her out. Or we should go out. There are some fanatic, some brahmachari celibacy type of. Anyway, so they saw that Guru is giving attention to her service. We are sannyasi, we are the best. The women should be like lust boundary wall or something like this. But because her sincerity, Guru gave very nice blessing. So then, very soon, actually, Guru left his body also. But the blessing, this is the initiation means, blessing she got is really active. So when Lord Ram was coming, before that something serious happened, that all these sannyasi saw her serving in the temple, the deity, everything, then they said, this is it. You want to get out or you want us to get out? She said, I don't want anybody to get out. I just want to serve what my Guru Maharaj told me. That's all. I'm a simple lady. Please let me serve my Gurudev. They said, no, you don't understand. You don't want to give up? Okay, we give up. So they go. They built a little ashram nearby. Tried to make it garden and others. But some or other, it was a drought. Drought. No rain for years. It was horrible. Everything died. The pond running out of water, and it's all germs, no drinking water. The sannyasis are very disturbed. This lady causes all this problem. This is serious. What should we do? We should not kill because she is also initiated by Gurudev, but this is They came to a very disgusting point. All of a sudden they heard Lord Ram, the Supreme Bhagavan, is actually walking in the forest. This is when he was banished for 14 years. So that time, when he was coming by, he came exactly to the temple of that Matangi Rishi. When he came, that lady was so amazed by seeing the beauty. She had no idea. She said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm a prince of Ayodhya." "Oh, you are Lord Ram. My Guru Maharaj told me I'll serve you. Let me see what is available here." So there was some fruits, berries, but not so luxury food. So she got this in a leaf. And she's saying, I must offer you something. Wait, but let me see if it is good." She's tasting. "No, this is bitter, not good." "Oh, this is sweet. Here, put in the mouth of Lord Ram." And she's feeding like this. And Lakshman is standing. He said, brother, what people will think? You came to establish the dharma. And if people see this low-class lady, all the sannyasis are watching from far. What they are thinking, they don't know yet. When they hear the sound that you came to establish the religion, what will happen? Lord Ram says, very funny joke. He says, "You want some too?" So this lady started feeding Ram. And Lakshman saw it does not, his philosophy did not affect. Rather, he's asking that if he wants some. So she's feeding like this. Then all the sannyasi noticed. Then they had immediately meeting, you know, like a big sannyasi meeting. Then they said, "This is not right. Why Lord went to that ashram? Why not our ashram? We have a problem. He has to come and save us. He is the paritranaya sadhunam. We are the sadhu. And she's not a sadhu. Why he went there?" So they could not. Then they said, listen. Whether we are sadhu or not sadhu, at least he went there. If he goes away from there, we have no chance. We better run to that place and get." So some intelligence was there. So they came and they all fell. You know, hundreds of sannyasi paying dandavat. "My Lord, please come. We are suffering. We have no water. We cannot meditate. It's too hot. We have a disease, sickness. We are dying. Everything is horrible. Please give us solution. Give us protection." So Lord Ram says, "You want protection, solution?" "Yes, yes, Prabhu." "Go get some water from this pond of lady and wash her feet. And drink the water. Then she will be merciful and give you blessing. All problem will be disappearing." They're looking at each other. But this is Lord Ram. You want to obey or you want to disobey? So they washed her feet, drink the water. Miracle, all the pond became a beautiful sweet water. Flower is blooming from nowhere. There has to be some rain or something. No, everything became like a perfect ashram. So since that time, they glorify like this. So Lord Ram has also done, because if I don't say the story, it will be like a Ram is like only giving impersonal liberation. No, Lord Ram also gave blessing like this and reciprocated, established pure bhakti. But Sarva Bhattacharya was one of those sannyasi type of understanding. He did not respect Gopi's love. Ramananda Rai used to mention, this is recorded. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, Ramananda Rai mentioned, Gopi's expression of love is the highest. Sarva Bhattacharya used to think always, you giving too much importance to the ladies. Why not four Kumaras? But today, he is crying and trembling in separation from Mahaprabhu. And understanding the position of Ramananda Rai, he is telling Mahaprabhu, you must meet him. When you sambhasile means as soon you approach him, you will know how exalted, that nobody in the whole world is as equal in what? In scholarship? No. In transcendental mellow. Because Ramananda Rai going to give that rain cloud shower in Lord Chaitanya, who will become loaded of jewels. Then he'll distribute through Rupa Goswami to us through Prabhupada. Gaur Pramanande, Hari Hari Bho, sorry. It's already. If there is a question, you can ask me personally because it's already late.